This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel and Hamas both claimed victory on Friday after their forces ended 11 days of fighting, but humanitarian officials warn the damage to Gaza will take years to rebuild. Palestinian officials put the reconstruction cost at tens of millions of dollars, while economists say the fighting could hamper Israel's economic recovery from the COVID-19 pandemic. Hundreds are dead, mostly Palestinians, many children, and thousands have been wounded. World Health Organization spokeswoman Margaret Harris says Gaza's health facilities are in danger of being overwhelmed because of the number of injuries. She is calling for immediate access into the Gaza Strip for health supplies and personnel. Gaza has for years been subjected to an Israeli blockade that restricts the passage of people and goods, as well as restrictions by Egypt. Both countries cite concerns about weapons reaching Hamas, the Islamist group that controls Gaza and led the rocket barrage. The White House claims it worked behind the scenes for days to reach a truce and said Friday Washington had received assurances from the relevant party that they were committed to the ceasefire. The Israel-Hamas hostilities were set off on May 10th in part by Israeli police raids at the Al-Aqsa Mosque clashing with Palestinians during the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. Thousands gathered there again for Friday prayers, with many demonstrating in support of Gaza. Israeli police fired stun grenades towards demonstrators who threw rocks and petrol bombs at officers, and medics said some 20 Palestinians were wounded. The confrontations died down within about an hour, leaving civilians on both sides of the Gaza border skeptical about the chances for peace. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden hosted South Korean President Moon Jae-in at the White House on Friday to underscore his strategic focus on Asia while playing down chances of quick progress on challenges from China and North Korea. Ahead of talks with Biden, Moon declared South Korea and the United States share the same soul forged in their bloody Cold War-era conflict with North Korea at the start of the 1950s. Moon comes to Washington as Biden's second foreign guest. Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga visited last month, and he was the first. Moon was invited to witness Biden award the Medal of Honor, the highest U.S. military decoration for bravery, to a 94-year-old U.S. veteran of the Korean War. The White House says it's the first time any foreign leader had taken part in a Medal of Honor ceremony. France's sports minister said on Friday French President Emmanuel Macron plans to attend the opening ceremony of the Tokyo 2020 Olympic Games in July. Macron would be the first group of seven nations leaders to schedule their attendance at the Games, which had to be postponed by a year due to the coronavirus pandemic. France will host the next Summer Olympics in 2024 in Paris, and Macron's presence would be welcome support for the International Olympic Committee and local organizers. The Tokyo Games faces mounting opposition from the public, and in a Reuters poll released Friday, nearly 70% surveyed said they wanted a cancellation or further postponement. The IOC has tried to ease concerns, saying the games would be safe for participants and would not burden local health services. With just 9 weeks to go before the event, states of emergency have been imposed in much of Japan until the end of the month to counter a rise in infections that has caused a shortage of medical staff and hospital beds in some areas. Japan's vaccination program has also been particularly slow, with just 4% of the population inoculated, the lowest rate among G7 nations. Pfizer and the Indian government are facing off over a demand by the U.S. drug maker for legal protection from any claims linked to the use of its COVID-19 vaccine, two sources told Reuters. India has not given any manufacturer of a COVID-19 vaccine indemnity against the costs of compensation for severe side effects, which is a condition Pfizer has obtained in many countries where its shots have been used, including Britain and the United States. Meantime, Pfizer has yet to decide whether their new commitment to supply 2 billion COVID-19 vaccine doses to low- and middle-income countries will be handled by the vaccine-sharing facility COVAX. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.